Sweetie, it's late. You're crying. What's wrong? Oh, Pumpkin, they had no reason to say that to you. None at all. I'm so sorry. Come here, darling. Let me wrap my arms around you and tell you a story. Yeah, a story. It might make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a princess. She was so lovely that butterflies landed on her cheeks and birds chirped everywhere she went. Okay, that was a little cheesy, but it gets better, I promise. Well, maybe. Or there might be a lot more cheese. Now, where was I? All right. She was the fairest princess in all the land, the sweetest, the funniest, and the smartest. She was everything you could hope for, wrapped up in one perfect person. But she just didn't see it. Our fair princess was taunted, teased, for her hair, the way she was dressed. She was teased for the way she talked and about her body. She was even teased over her name, which was very cruel indeed. The princess had very little confidence, and although she was lovely in every single way, she never saw it. One day, this princess met a very charming, lovely queen who looked at her and saw the sun and moon and the stars in her eyes. Somehow, our princess also saw something in the queen, and the queen is very glad she did. Our princess still struggles. She still hears the voices of those who tormented her. She even has some people at her job who tease her. But this princess is so beautiful and strong, holds her head up high. She also confides in her queen because she knows she can. And her queen just wants her to remember something. And this is the whole point of this fairy tale. You are so beautiful, but you're far more than that. You're smart and brave and strong. You're my sun and moon, and I see the stars in your eyes. Whenever you feel lost or afraid, just know that you are never alone. And know that I love you. Oh, sweetie, you're crying again. I didn't mean to make you cry. Are those happy tears? It makes me happy. So happy that I can make you happy. How about we cuddle up and try to drift off to sleep again? And I'll just pull you even closer and stroke your hair. I love you so much, my beautiful princess. Hmm.